But when they grabbed you for, was it murder?
No, they grabbed me for two attempted murders, an armed robbery, and a murder. And they just threw me in the prison, really. So in my head, I was roasting him until whenever you got a roast there, you know. But an alibi come up, but I won't say too much because it's in the book.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you read the book, you say, yeah. But yeah. I stress the reason that Kirsty's plight really, really spoke to me, because it's very difficult, and Linda's here as well, it's very difficult to understand what people are going through if they haven't been in that situation. It becomes a concept rather than a reality, you know? And the concept is far easier than the reality of it. And when you're innocent and your freedom has been taken away, and that's the only thing you've got in life, is you've got two things in life, you know? You've got your soul and your signature, and that's it. And once they're taken away from you, you've got nothing at all. Nothing belongs to you.
Yeah.
And Jason's sitting in now.
Yeah. I think for me, one of the things that I say all the time is that this can happen to anybody. And I'm sitting here in this radio station with two people that it happened to. And it's really, it gets, for me, I get so frustrated, especially on social media, because it's post and post, and you spend time doing it. It's time you could be doing other things, but you're trying to create that awareness. And, you know, but it's not just about Jason, it's all the other innocent people. Like we had, I came on here just before Christmas about the church service that we did for all the wrongfully convicted and their families, because the families suffer, but the families are doing the sentence with them, and people don't get that. So when you have like elderly parents and all the rest of it, why wouldn't you get behind somebody that's innocent in prison? Because it can happen to your grandkids, it can happen to anyone, and you two sitting here with me is proof of what I'm saying. This can happen to you, so sign the petition. The petition is designed for us to fail. Don't let them win. Yeah. Let's win the petition, and let's get in the Houses of Parliament and argue about a broken system, because then it helps everybody.
But it's also about people actually sitting down and intellectually thinking about this, you know. Don't let the words that just sort of float over your head.
Yeah.
You know, there's people sitting in concrete tombs in Victorian jails.
Yeah. But it's also people that's been left for dead, because the system is designed for you to fail at about 4 years. So your family would have spent money, family would run out of energy, something else would have happened in the family unit. You become displaced as an innocent person in prison. You just have to suffer. And I don't get why people don't understand that. Yeah.
And unfortunately, I mean, I had a very good family behind me. You, your family are there for Jason.
And the victim's family. They've been suffering for 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
But there's a lot of people, youngsters or people, they've got nobody. And they get put in prison.
Oh, do you know what? When I'm watching,
they've got no one there to speak up for them.
You know,
we all know there's lots of guilty people in prison, but there are some innocent, and the innocent shouldn't be there.
Oh,
and that is the truth. Yeah, there is people that have got no one or nothing behind them.
No.
To speak up for them.
Exactly.
And every time you put the TV on, someone else is stabbed. Another stabbing. And when you get your head around the fact, you know, a poor kid has been stabbed and another kid has stabbed that kid. And when you...
That's two lives, isn't it?
Those two families going into this one... It's really upsetting.
Because
I know what they've got coming.
Yeah, it's peer pressure. It's
very upsetting.
Isn't it? Peer pressure.
So if you're a mother, just sign this petition.
Well, if you're a father,
sign this petition. If you're a grandparent, it doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter what country you're in, just sign this petition.
Where can I get this petition, Kirst?
It's change.org/FreeJasonMoore.
But you've got a Facebook page where they can go to Facebook, haven't you?
Yeah, Free Jason Moore, or my own personal page, Kirsty Moore with an I and an E. But, you know...
Get in there and sign it.
And it's not just about... If you don't know... Because this happens to me all the time. If you don't know about the case, it doesn't matter. Go read about it later when you've got time. This the point that I keep trying to say, we have all these good people coming on board this campaign. These people are ready to take us to the next step if we can get the science.
Yep.
They are ready to take us. It's not a case of they won't. No. They will,
yeah.
But they can't unless we get the signatures.
I mean, a lot of people don't really drive themselves mad to say, it's like, I'm in a different position because I was there and I know it can happen because it happened to me. I know it can happen, but a lot of people, it's just fantasy to them, you know. They say, oh, they must have done something, they must have done this. But there's a program. Did you download that program? I put it on
yes,
my YouTube.
Yes, I did, yeah, I watched it, yeah.
People need to watch it. Did you download it? Is it anywhere?
Well, you can just watch it, you can stream it online.
Yeah, I know, but...
But YouTube, I think.
I'll put it on my channel on YouTube. It's called You've Been Weathered, the YouTube channel. If you look at this, I tell you what, it will blow your mind. You've got the brother of the guy who got murdered.
Oh, you're talking about the ITV?
Yes, the ITV.
Yeah, if you just go to Google, type in ITV and free Jason Moore, it will come up. It's 5.5 minutes.
Is it still there?
It's, yeah, permanently there.
Yeah.
And it will explain from start to finish what's going on here.
But what I'm saying is,
yeah,
you've got the brother of the guy who lost his life saying that your brother's innocent. I mean, I can't... And he knows who's done it.
That's it.
So how much clearer can you be?
And you've got the ex-police from the same murder
Correct.
Squad that are saying that they've all looked at everything. They spent 3 years, Eddie.
Correct.
They've all come to the conclusion it's a miscarriage of justice.
Yeah, they're just kind of sitting in prison, people, you know, for yeah. nothing, for no reason. Get on it and help get him out.
Righto, so we'll come back to that shortly. We've Thank still you. Got to speak to Linda. Nina's sitting there patiently. She's a good girl.
Passionate.
I'm loving the fur coat. I'm loving that.
It's called a campaign.
Anyway, first of all, Alex says hi. Sorry you can't meet.
Hi, Alex.
Here.
Hope you're well, Alex.
I mean, Alex, there's another guy there. Alex's brother is in prison for something that he hasn't done. So a love goes out to them.
Can you say hi to them both, to Linda and to Kirsty, of course? And also, he says, great film. So that's all good.
Hi, Alex.
Yep. So anyway, so we've got Zamfi coming up at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Lovely lady. And she'll be doing a great 8 show. That's all about this coming up now. And then after that, we've had a request because she's a leader. Lady Sammy Cole wants a bit of Earth, Wind and Fire. And then we've got a nice song coming up for all about Jason. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Tony, for helping. Here we go, then.
Join me, Zamfi Behrman, for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Mellon Kim or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
Nigel is a legend.
The best soul, funk and disco on a Sunday night in Essex.
There we are then. That's Earth, Wind & Fire, especially for a lady, Sammy. Got to get you into my life. Very nice tune indeed. Right now then, Kirsty, tell us about the song we're going to play for you now.
Oh, the free... Yeah, the song that you're about to play. You've played it before, but not for a
of
while
course,
now.
No.
And it's actually a poem that Jason himself wrote and May, Jaffra and Kiera over in Nigeria.
Yep.
They put it all together. Yep. And came up with this. And it's absolutely fantastic.
It is. It's very good indeed, yeah. There we are.
So, can I just say a very happy birthday to Maid? It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Maid. Nice one.
So happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
There we are. Here we are then.
Rise of a Broken Man by Jason Moore.
I stare at the seals as they pass me by. Life in time has been destroyed. I stare at the heavens, very annoying. I'm in darkness, going through hell. They're passing me by, surrounding myself. In this living hell, why didn't anything wrong? I must find a way to be strong. I stare at the sky and shallow at me. I was once happy and both we, but something within me and the depth is broken. It's bleeding with me, don't stay broken. It's bleeding with me, stay alive, you can. It bleeds with me, I'll stand a man. So I wipe away the tears of anger, the tears of despair, the tears that say, I believe in faith.
As a once broken man in prison surrounded by sin, my new attitude is never give in. I will mend my heart and find my soul. I will get my spirit back and become whole. Now my spirit says hold on. Now my heart it beats strong. I have found my soul, and to my surprise the once broken man has begun to rise. One step of inspiration and looking at the feet. This new broken man doesn't know when he's beat. I'll stare down the demons. I'll find a light. When I come across evil, I'll put up a fight. And when I'm free of this prison, the world will know a broken man has risen.
Just to take, you've broken my heart. It wasn't.
Haiti. What are we doing?
Jeff and Black.
Kara.
Wow. Absolutely amazing. You may well find that Tanya played that on the show.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Tanya. The word speaks volumes because, you know, we were talking earlier about support, getting behind someone like Jason. You can hear, like, when we started campaigning for Jason about just under 2 years ago now, when for someone sitting in prison with no hope, like he says, left to die,
yeah,
and you're going up against this fortress that your family can't get through, yeah. To have all these characters, like we've got so many characters involved in this campaign now, and they're coming on board and showing their support. You can hear it in Jason's words. You know, he's a broken man is rising up because now he's got that support, so he's got that hope, and he can see that, you know, it's
amazing.
People are getting the message out there. So
what do you think, Eddie? What do you think of that?
Does what it says on the tin.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But it's like what Kirsty said, really, and Linda and I about her as well. Oh, you just can't do nothing, can you? There's nothing you can do, and the frustration. And God knows, you know, Linda's done all that bird she done. And Jason's got 9 years. When the anxiety comes on, I mean, you just can't do anything. You're just useless, you feel.
Yeah.
Useless. And the family feel useless because they can't do anything either.
No. Yeah. But you see, you know, obviously, I wish I could do more to help Kirsty,
well,
really.
Doing this.
But at the end of the day, well, it is.
Unless we get an helicopter.
Well, yeah.
And a little mercenary unit, and.
Yeah, what's the A-team? seriously, though, the way I look at it is now, is like, you know, the Berlin Wall eventually come down, didn't it? And that's just... Well,
yeah, but
yeah.
The problem with that, Nigel, is like the guy on... Sam Holder on ITV said, it's taking too many years. It's too many years to sort... The system is taking too many years to sort out miscarriages of justice.
Yeah.
I mean...
I don't want to sort it.
I have been, but even when they attempt to do it, it's taken too many years. Look at, can name them. I can sit here and say, you know, look at Luke O'Brien, 12 years. The Cardiff 3, 15 years, or whatever it was. It's years. The Guildford 4, the Birmingham 6, the Maguire 7. Mm. How much tragedy and loss and life has to be lost just to sort it out?
Yeah.
Why have I got to get Jason's application into a queue that has no ending?
It can
be a year, it can be 2 years. Why do the families have to go through this? Because at the end of the day, you know, if the families don't have the strength to keep the person in prison strong, then we might as well all just go home and forget about it.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
Never.
Decisions come from posh boys that know nothing but going to prison.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean?
They're just all... corrupt.
Hmm.
And the other thing is, I've been doing this for 10 years, and I remember where I was sitting the day that Andrew Malkinson case was broken, and we all know about that case, and why do we know? Because it was a happy ending, and it was all over the TV.
Yeah.
Right? So, good luck to Andrew Malkinson. But the man is still waiting for an apology, he's still waiting for compensation.
Yeah.
But
they came next, and
that's from my point of view with this miscarriage of justice scenario. They keep saying the sub postmasters. There's like thousands of them. All individual miscarriages of justice. People have taken their lives.
Yeah.
People have lost everything. Families have suffered. They've broken up, all because they can't admit when they're wrong. And that is the problem. The justice system does not admit when it's wrong. It's another reason you should sign this petition.
Absolutely.
And call for change, you know?
That's entitlement, unfortunately. Entitlement.
So, what's the link again?
It's change.org/freejasonmoore.
Yeah, and your...
And it's free, by the way. It doesn't cost anything.
Get it now on Facebook, because it's a lot easier.
And what's your Facebook one as well?
My Facebook is Free Jason Moore,
yeah,
or Kirsty Moore with an I and an E.
Kirsty, yeah. I-E, yep. Okay, got a message here from Donna Spiggers. Hi, Nice, great show. Love to you and everyone. You have a busy studio there. Would you please play Coldplay, Paradise? Yeah, we'll do that. And then we're going to do you a bit more, but also Linda, because Linda's so patient there. And she, to me...
She's lovely.
Linda! Yeah. Linda!
Legend!
You learn to be patient being in prison. Oh,
absolutely, yes.
You know what, Nigel?
Yes.
Can I just say one thing about Linda Calvi?
Yeah.
Linda Calvi knows absolutely everything of what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, of course.
Because she has lived it. 18 years behind bars for something she hasn't done.
Yeah.
And how many years has Jason got? 18.
Yeah, certainly. It's strange. Yeah.
That and was Linda did every day of it.
Yeah, bless her. Yeah.
Well, the judge, when I got sentenced, it was, I'll never forget, put the black cap on.
No.
Yeah. He put his arms out like this and went, "I'm sorry. There's nothing I condone. He knew I'd been wrongly convicted."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He went, "All I can do is refer you to the Full Court of Appeal in front of this jury." So he's gone to this jury, you've made a wrong decision. And he's, I got charged with gangland murder, which they said gangland murder starts 21 years out. He said to me, "I will give you 7. 7 is a third of the minimum.
Yeah.
I got to the end of the 7, and they put another 8 on top. Not
right,
the judge.
Right, so he was coming out the door.
Yeah. When I got to the end of the 7, I got, "Linda,
you're not going home.
No, can we open the door and have a word?" So I said, "All locked in." So it's, I said, "Is it bad news?" He went, "Yeah, it is." I said, "Has somebody died in my family?" "No." I said, "Well, don't. What is it? Would you come down to the office?" I said, "No, just tell me." He opened the door and he went, "I'm really sorry to tell you they've added another 8 years on to it."
Yeah.
Now, that was nobody who was involved in my case, in my trial, who decided, "Oh, she's done this 7, give her another 8.
That's pure terrorism, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's evil.
Well, this is evil.
After that, I still had to do another 3 years to get on, so I've done 18 years.
I know. Do you know what? When I got nicked...
And do you know, for the instructing...
No, it's all right.
The one thing that can't lie is forensic evidence.
Yeah.
Now, the forensic... There's all different forensic people, experts on different things in the case. And one said... the only way Linda Calvi could have shot that gun is if she had 8-foot-long arms.
Yeah.
Now, how can a jury sit and hear that and then find me guilty of shooting someone?
I went in front of a judge every Thursday, right? My brief said to me, "You ain't got a PO." I went, "No, take me to court every Thursday," because I was an ACAM and I knew the act that they had to get through to take me to court. You know what it's like.
Escorted, everything, and all that.
And every single week, they used to have to prime me off Tabard's magistrates. I used to appear every week, right, for bail applications or whatever. I used to hold onto the box, and they used to try and drag me off, and I'd be screaming, "I'm innocent." The same judge, right? Then my alibi come in. When I got nicked, my charge sheet, well, they nicked me for murder, 2 attempted murders and an armed robbery, and they found 1.3 grams of cannabis in my house, right? Oh. Tiny little bit. Or a point, I can't remember. It was a little point of cannabis. When my alibi come through, it was just before an old-style committal, and while I was in the cell, I didn't even know they dropped the charges before I was in the cell. My brief come in, he said, "Why didn't you..." Smiling, I went, "What are you talking about? Why not smiling?" He said, "They've dropped all the charges." Well, I was furious. Went in there, same judge, threw the nasty crimes out, and said, "Me, how do you plead for the one, the fingernails worth of cannabis?" I said, "Guilty." They said a day in prison or a 40 quid fine after going through all that, yeah. You know, my pals were in the back, wanging out 40 quids and all that. I went, no, I'll do the day. I'll do the day, take it back down, because I was sweaty, I'm done with it.
Oh.
Anyway, about 3 hours later, the jailer come in and said, look, if we let you out now, I'm down up there, because they're going to start smashing the place up, and we're going to have to start nicking people.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, all right, but 1 point,
yeah.
They nicked me, they had to get something, you know what I mean?
Right, we'll come back to that in a moment. Anyway, we've got a message here for you, Linda. Sending love to my mother-in-law.
Ah.
Martin and Melanie, good luck to the campaign.
Okay. That's for you.
Hopefully, Martin will come in soon.
Yes.
And have a chat with her about his world, because that's very, very important.
Yeah, he's a very, very clever man.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, Martin. So.
And very knowledgeable in that world.
Yeah, definitely. So, for those of you who don't know, it's all about addiction and everything else and coming through the other side and everything else. Yeah. So Martin and Melanie will be visiting us very soon, which I'm really looking forward to.
Yes.
So, yeah. Yeah, he's a good man, isn't he?
Very good man.
Yeah, remember the wedding is so good.
My daughter is wonderful.
Absolutely. Mel, you know. No. Yeah, I must have known Mel at least 4 years.
Yeah.
Gosh, yeah. And Martin, you're a good man, all right? So, luck to you both, all right? there we are. Cult Paradise. That was a Wet Bam song as well when Allardyce was there.
Right.
Allardyce. Yes, it was. Oh, how do I know that? Because I do. But you say, hope Tony feels better. Tony Turner.
Is he not well again?
Well, he says, well, looks like I'm going to have a stressful morning tomorrow. Getting hold of the doctor should be fun. I need to find out why my body doesn't make enough sodium. Wasn't well this morning, but luckily I'm starting to see the signs and managed to get some salt water down me before.
Oh, wish you well, Tony.
Tony, listen tomorrow, mate, and hopefully you feel better very soon. He's a good man.
He's a diamond there, Tony.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's a nice man. Yep. Yep. Talking to Tony. Hey, you all right over there?
Yeah, all right, yeah, all good.
He's
what are you promoting these days, Tony? What are you up to? Where's your gig?
Yeah, I still DJ. I'm not doing as much as I used to. You know, 60 this year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, still a baby.
Yeah, still young.
You look about
it. Oh, he's younger than me.
Just about, right? Yeah. It's the haircut, eggshell blonde.
Yeah, but he's done so much, Tony. You've done the Brentwood Festival and all that.
Yeah,
you know,
and festivals and stage stuff. I did a show now with Vicky. Got my own show here, actually. Yeah. I say, I'll give up. I used to, because I can't bother to cart stuff around. So I tend to be a bit picky. I've got residence ones that I do weekly, you know. So the weekend's tied up doing DJ.
Fun shows.
Yeah, so like now I'm trying to not do as many, because like you want those weekends a little bit. So
absolutely.
I'm a bit more picky on the gigs. But yeah, still, you got to keep doing what you do. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never got that. DJ Tony's at. Sat.
Yeah, well, the sat bit comes from, you know, when you go into Boozer or anything, you go, there's a couple of Tonys there.
Yeah.
Tony the cab, Tony the fish. You know, and then I used to do satellite TV, so it'd be like Tony Satellite.
Oh, Tony.
So it comes from satellite.
Call it now. It's for years.
Yeah, Tony Satellite.
Yeah, what the hell
was
all that?
Yeah, so Tony Sat. So obviously, say Tony Satellite's too long. So that's Tony Sat, Tony the cab, Tony. Yeah, so that's how it came about.
Yeah.
I just kept it.
Cab for Tony.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, cool.
Talk about satellite and do radio.
Yeah, exactly. Right, let's talk to you quickly, Linda. So Tony, hopefully you're better, mate. Hopefully you get feel better.
Yeah.
Right, now let's talk about your new book, Linda.
Right, my new book comes out in May, the 9th, and it's the first of a trilogy. It's crime fiction.
Yep.
And it's three generations of women.
Right.
And it starts up in Hopeford, and it comes down to Stepney.
Right.
Basically, it starts when the grandmother's 16. She has a very hard life.
That's in Wakefield, yeah?
In Wakefield. Yeah. She is forced to become a prostitute. Her daughter goes out with a villain's son. I won't say too much, but say it happens to her, they have to run away, and they run away and they come down to Stepney.
Right.
And that's where they ply their trade. And her daughter Maria, pregnant, she has Faith, who Faith eventually becomes a top KC.
And that's the title of the book?
And that is the title of the book, but it's three generations, so it's a trilogy.
Fantastic. So we're looking forward to that, because that's amazing.
Linda, and as usual, all my characters are based on real people.
Real people. But you can, you know, knowing you and knowing a little bit of what I know.
From my time through the prisons, etc. And I was up in Wakefield, I was up in...
Yeah.
Durham Prison, in the men's prison.
Yeah.
They were just put there.
You're in 14 different prisons.
14 different prisons.
Yeah.
I was in there. There was a lot of young girls that had had terrible lives. And this is where the grandmother, I based her on one of the young girls I met out there.
Nice.
I bet you was a great help to them young
girls. I was, actually.
Well.
Yeah. I was. And I think somebody with a sense of humour said, oh, we put her in a YO place, a young offender. and I was in my 30s.
Yeah.
Thinking, oh, she's a Cockney, they're all Northern, she'll get sticky. It totally went the other way. And all these young girls used to come and say to me, what can we do about this? What should we do about that?
Yeah.
I was only there a couple of days, and a young girl came in, she was only doing a couple of weeks for prostitution. And one of the passed, and she went, oh, hello, then. And he went red and walked on. And I said, oh, is he one of your clients? I thought it says it all, really, doesn't it? He's being paid to keep you in prison, and he you're outside for a time.
Shocking.
Yeah.
But this is...
That's a but when
I went to dinner, I went to him, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You don't know what you're talking about. I went, oh, yes, you do. I went, don't you be in a good... actually is in my last book that come out January,
Life Inside, yes, of course.
And I put that in there,
but this is why you're known as Queenie, because isn't it? Because you couldn't be called an acne.
Martin Frank Kirsty could be that.
Yeah, but you couldn't be called acne, could you? But you would have been. But...
Oh no, up there they called me Ma.
Ma?
And people used to come and say, could you tell me what should I do and read their transcripts and whatever? Or a lot of them just didn't have a file and just asked advice. They said, well, it backfired, didn't it?
And that makes your burger a little bit easier as well when you're caring for people, isn't
There we are.
So, yes, it's called Faith, everybody, and it's coming out in May the 9th.
And it'll be on Amazon and everything.
It will be on Amazon.
I will, obviously.
Be in good bookshops.
Yeah, well, I will obviously push it.
I'm having a book signing.
Are you coming to each side for a book signing as well?
I'm just doing one.
Oh,
once
okay.
Again.
Do you have a big one now, Martin, or as?
I do. I just do one now, yeah.
Yeah.
No, the
signing. Oh, yeah, I do.
My big old party.
Well, we do it. We each time, don't we? It's a different place. And this time, it was so nice last time. Everybody went, do your next launch in there. So, unfortunately, Nigel missed it. Enjoy it this
time. I will. And bring me Lisa along as well. That'd be nice. She'll come today, but.
Yeah.
As usual, she's doing something else, which is nice.
And that will be at Papillon's on the Papillon's. 12th.
Yes. Yeah. And that's Epping. Is it Epping?
Chigwell.
Chigwell, yes.
Of May.
12th of May. Yeah. Right. It's a long drive for you, many people.
I'm invited.
You're welcome to come.
Wild horses won't stop me.
You're welcome.
Anyway, you've got to get on talking to Kirsty now, and you know, obviously, I will be the agent, but getting this song done. You with me?
Some new lyrics.
Your boy doing
a
new.
Lady Sammy's done a song.
I've got no autonomy over my kids whatsoever, but I'll put it to
them. Ladies, for goodness sake.
Oh, it's only Queen, she'll be alright.
Goodness.
She hasn't got a shotgun.
No chewing gum.
No shotgun.
Oh, she'll eat me with a shopping trolley in a minute.
I put money in all your pockets.
There we go. Right, okay, so we've got a little bit of Jackie Wilson coming up, then we've got reggae, but we'll talk a bit more in just a moment.
Have you got a Lady Sammy Cole song to do?
I've done it.
Oh, did you do it?
Yes, you did.
The closer you get, the better you look, baby. hold me, baby. The stronger you hold, the more I need you. With every passing day, I love you more in every way. I'm in love to stay, and I wanna say, I get the, baby, the sweetest.
Nice bit of Northern Soul for you there. That's Jackie Wilson. And of course, I get the Swedish thing. I'm going to dedicate that one to my niece because she enjoyed Northern Soul last night. She didn't really know too many of the songs, but she did like it. And she was watching, like myself, watching the Northern Soul Shuffle as well, which was rather nice. Anyway, here's our. We've got another song coming up. It's funny. We're on it. We're on it. All right. Okay.
Hi, it's Darren McCree. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old school reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
And he gave the sun to shine. What a great song, Oswald. So that's Darren every Wednesday evening between 10 and midnight. We've got another song coming in a minute from Sammy Cole. And then, but we're...
Yeah, we've got to say who Sammy Cole is.
Hang on, hang on, there we are. Can I do it again? Lady.
Yes, Lady Sammy Cole, she's a very staunch supporter of Jason Moore.
Yes, she is. And so, yeah, so we've got that coming up very soon.
She's written this song.
And she's a proper lady.
She is a proper lady, yes, lady. No. Yeah, she's the lady of the realm, yes, indeed. Right, so we've got Terry Wills on for you now. This is I'll Be Around, and that's the Sammy waiting for you to come on and do your song. Lovely.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, Nigel, what's occurring?
Minutes of this, I love it, love it, love it. We've got photos going on in the studio, we're doing really well, yeah.
Phoenix FM. This is Tina Turner, simply the best. Nigel, better than all the rest. Phoenix FM.
Don't you know it's true?
Terry Wells, I'll Be Around. Came out on London Records originally, that one. Yeah, it did. Not nice, yeah. If you need me, baby, I'm getting the eye. As it does, I'm told in Adams, honestly. Right, Terry Wells then, and I'll Be Around. Yes. Right, Kirsty, Linda, what's the matter?
So basically, I just wanted to let everybody know that we're doing the next Free Jason Moore protest.
Yes.
On the 16th of April at 5 p.m. outside the Houses of Parliament.
Right, at the gates, yeah.
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 And Bishop Joanne,
yes, yeah, lovely, yeah.
They're leading the way.
Yep.
And then when we finish up at the Houses of Parliament, we're going to make our way down to number 10 and have a candlelit vigil. And absolutely everybody is welcome. Please come along if you can spare the time.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be very grateful of the support.
Absolutely.
And thank you to everybody for everything that they do. Like you just said, Alex with his T-shirts, Lady Cole with the little bears, and this next song coming up.
And this next song we're all going to hear for the first time. And
it's really, really much appreciated by
Lady Savage. Yeah. Yeah.
Set the song up.
Yeah, so, we're ready. It's ready to go. So put
Lady
that on
Cole, bless
Lady
her.
Cole, bless her.
Has written some lyrics to a song. I believe you're about to play it. So thank you very much.
Here, my first play on radio for you, Lady Semi.
Yep.
Here we go.
We are a family. Together we will get our son Jason free. We are strong bonds.
Sorry we played it so late, but I've got to say cheerio. Bless you. We'll play it again. I'll make sure I get a copy of it. We'll definitely play it again for you, Lady Sammy. So thank you very much indeed. Superb. I've only got 1 minute left, so I'm going to leave you of this, which is Evasion. Look at that. Do you remember him, Alan Wicker? Oh, yeah. Right, that's it for me. We have exactly 55 seconds or so to go. Zemphy is up next. Whatever you do, have a great week. You are all the best. Thanks very much to Kirsty, to Linda, to Eddie, and to Tony. Superb show. But right now, it's Alan Wicker. We're going into the Wicker Wrap.
Where rhythm is life, and life is rhythm, man. Here with a tropical sense of beat, makes you want to do things most self-respecting people could be arrested for. It's not uncommon to find yourself throwing caution to the wind and yourself to the floor. The heat and excitement is...